Hello and welcome back to Serie A Spotlight. We're your hosts Jay
and Matt.
You know what time it is!
I can't tell you guys enough how much you've been my internal monologue when thinking about football for the last year.
Yes! Amazing!
We get to record while drinking some wine.
Jake and I will have a very special soft spot for Salah. Yeah, we love him.
Stop zooming in on Allegri's face, boy. You're gonna make
How
me
are you
break.
Exposing me?
Because you're gonna make me break.
Hello and welcome back to yet another episode of Serie A Spotlight. This is episode 182 and we are not your hosts Jake and we are not your hosts Matt. Matt has just come back from the UK. He was over there watching Oasis. And Nick has just left to God knows where to do God knows what his generation is into. That left us a little bit stretched and we did not find the time to record a traditional episode this week. However, we have decided to hand this episode over to someone who truly deserves it, and that is our boy Joey D. Joey D, as you regular listeners know, is the reigning champion of our fantasy football league. He pretty much dominated from start to finish, and he'll be telling you about the ins and outs of fantasy football, the rules, and how he managed to dominate from start to finish.
What a segue that is to our champion, Joey D. You are a champion in every sense of the word.
You deserve it. Now we know what the D stands for, huh?
Joey D. Joey D, massive congratulations. You are in the Hall of Fame of Serie A Spotlight's Fantasy League.
So over to the great Joey D.
Ciao, my fellow spotheads. This is Joey D here. Jake has graciously asked me to share some of my fantasy wisdom with you all so that I won't repeat as champion next year. I'll start with some really basic information for the new players, then we'll get into some more detailed tips later on. As you all probably know, this is just a basic salary cap league. You start with $100 million or 100 million euro budget to buy 15 players. 11 players will start each week with 4 on the bench. Just like any other salary cap league, the players' values are going to fluctuate over the course of the year. So if your team's performing well, your salary is going to go up, your salary cap will go up. If your team is shit like Jake and Matt's last year, your salary cap will go down. So it's really important early on to prioritize undervalued but high-performing players and to get rid of players with diminishing values. Now, if you get behind the curve in terms of roster value, it's going to be extremely difficult to dig yourself out of the hole because the top teams are going to have more money to spend on better players, and it'll just keep kind of stacking up on top of one another. So you really need to prioritize getting as much value out of your roster, inflating the value of your roster early on in the season. In terms of scoring, you can feel free to look up the points on your own, but I think really the key 5 stats I would say that are most important that you're going to look at each week in and week out are goals from open play. That's 5 points for attackers, 6 points for midfielders, and 7 points for defenders. Goals from a penalty are 4 points. Assists are 4 points. Minutes played, if you get over the 61-minute mark, then you get 31 points. And then clean sheet and a half, if you're either your defender or your goalkeeper is playing and they get a clean sheet and a full half, they get 3 points. So a maximum of 6 points for a shutout. In terms of formations, the default formation is going to be a 4-4-2, 4 defenders, 4 midfielders, and 2 attackers.
Shut it up! 4-4-2!
And the great thing about the default formation is that if one of your players doesn't play at all, the game will automatically sub in a bench player who plays the same position. However, you know, you can also do other formations like 3-4-3, but if you try to stack one position like playing 3 strikers up top and one of your strikers doesn't play, you won't be able to sub in a midfielder or a defender from your bench. So while it's definitely tempting to try to overload certain positions, particularly if you have a good matchup in a particular week. It's important to be extremely sure that every single one of those players in that stack is going to play. Otherwise, you're going to only have 10 scoring players for 11 positions, which really, really hurts and will cause you to have a bad week. In terms of captains and vice captains, each week you'll be given an option to pick either a captain or a vice captain. The captain is going to score double points for the week. However, if your captain doesn't play, then your vice captain will score the double points. And so just to reiterate, the vice captain is only going to score double if your captain doesn't play at all. Otherwise, the vice captain doesn't, he's just going to score like a normal player. Nailing your captain pick is typically the difference between a good week and a great week. And if you're not hitting on a captain pick every other week, you're probably going to fall behind pretty quickly. It's also going to be extremely tempting to use your captain pick on attackers and scoring midfielders, but just be warned that this is an extremely difficult to be able to pick the right person who's going to score a goal week in and week out. Unless a player is on a hot streak, scoring every week like the late, great Matteo Retegi, the odds of consistently picking goal contributors week in and week out are low. The safest bet is to find a goalkeeper or defensive player on a team that is consistently earning shutouts, because the both, like I said, both the keeper and the defender are going to score 3 points for a clean sheet and a half. And so you get up to 6 points if they play a full game, a shutout plus playing 90 minutes. That's 7 points. You captain them, that's 14 points guaranteed. Certainly, you can have higher, you know, goals if you get, you know, an attacker or a midfielder, maybe able to score 10 or 11 or 12. But the chances of you nailing that versus the chance of locking in like a 7 point week from a defender, usually the risk is going to tilt towards the keepers and the defenders. In terms of transfers, you're going to get one free transfer each week. If you don't use a transfer in a given week, it will roll over the next week. It's extremely helpful to hold off on using transfers and stack them up if you can. The reason being is that each additional transfer over your budget is going to cost you €5. Now, that may not sound like, or 5 points, not €5, 5 points. That may not sound like much, but most decent players are going to average around 5 points per game. So if you're paying for a transfer, it's got to be because the guy you are getting rid of is guaranteed to score 0 points the next week due to injury, or the player you're buying is almost guaranteed to score more than 5 points. So really, really, I would like, I think some people in the fantasy league, Jake, maybe spent like, you know, did like 4 or 5 transfers in a week, immediately put themselves in a huge hole, and they were never able to dig themselves back out.
Actually, that was Matt.
Nah, bullshit. It wasn't me.
Bro, that was you.
It wasn't me.
The fantasy.
Yes.
Matt is the champion. Matt is the champion.
I am lost. I am lost. Let me just tell you what made me lost. Now I cracked it. It's because I changed my team before the deadline. I took out Goodmanson and I put in Thuram, because I'm like, obviously Goodmanson isn't going to play match day one. What the hell am I doing? I put in Thuram. I made a few changes, and then I brought on Kefren, Thuram as well. I took out Douglas Luiz. I took out Orsolini and I replaced him with someone as well. I made a few nice changes
that was a good idea, replacing Orsolini.
Yeah, bro, but replacing Goodmanson was a top idea. Thuram scored two. I replaced Douglas Luiz. He didn't start. It was amazing. I would have been flying. Not only did those transfers not count, but I got a minus 10 for making too many transfers at once, because it was past the fucking deadline, man. Yeah.
There's a 2-player limit for each team, for each Serie A team. So be careful which 2 players you pick for a given team, because once you hit that 2-person limit, it really constrains your ability to acquire other players in the team without paying a penalty. And I'll just give an example. Let's say you already have Kenan Yildiz and Mikel Di Gregorio on your team, but you want to add Bremer because he's coming back for an injury. In order to buy Bremer, you're going to have to sell one of Yildiz or Di Gregorio. However, because they play a different position than Bremer, you're going to need to execute 2 transfers to achieve that, to acquire Bremer. So if you don't have those 2 free transfers accrued, then you'll pay a penalty. And so all this is to say, if you pick 2 players from the same team, it may be a 2-week process to add a different player from that team if you don't want to pay a penalty. In terms of transfers, each season you're going to be given 1 free pass to totally overhaul your roster without paying a penalty. The right time to use it is going to be different for everyone, but I would not wait too long to take advantage of it. If you totally whiff your picks to open the season, it's much better to course correct early, because like I said, if you're falling behind, in the salary cap, total salary space, it's going to be nearly impossible to dig yourself later out, dig yourself out of that hole later on. Finally, a couple of parting thoughts in terms of picks. Avoid good defenders and goalkeepers who play on bad teams. Most of their points are team related. So if the team can't consistently get shutouts, especially clean sheets and a half, they're not worth having. Wingbacks on good defensive teams are extremely valuable if they're also getting goals and assists. They get the team bonus for clean sheets in addition to the extra points for goals and assists, which quickly can add up to massive weeks for them. And, you know, someone like DeMarco would have been a prime example of this last year if Inter's defense was a little bit better. Finally, avoid hipster picks. You don't get extra points for having all three Esposito brothers on your roster. No matter how much Jake talks about Lorenzo Luca, there's probably better strikers out there for you to pick. And I think that's going to be it for me. Love you all the spotheads. Thank you, Jake, for letting me contribute. And best of luck next year in the Fantasy League. Bye.
If you like Serie A or have ever liked it in the past, it's a good opportunity for you to listen once a week and you'll get filled in.
In the football weekend, that's like the main dish. But then a few days later, you drop your episode and that's like the dessert. And the dessert is just perfect.
It's good, the cake.
It makes it feel like we're all sitting in a room together, just BSing with each other.
The atmosphere is fantastic.
I promise nobody will ask you to send boob pics.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
I love how you go into so much detail and show so much passion towards each and every team. Literally, no team is left undiscussed.
When I listen to you, it's like I'm talking to you in a pub. It's like I'm chatting to a friend and you're chatting to me.